This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we tend to procrastinate throughout our lives and we wake up dead. But not me. I'm not going to roll over and pretend I'm fighting the globalists. I'm going to do it. Jack Posobiec's our guest here. He's leaving us here in just a few minutes. We were getting into why they're suddenly admitting they want to ban the guns and confiscate them. It's like they're trying to start a civil war. Why have they denied they want the guns when all over the world is the same formula? Their internal documents show they want to confiscate the guns. It's total slavery. It's like they've done in China. Why suddenly, Jack Posobiec, do you think they're admitting their plan to confiscate our firearms?
Yeah, Alex. No, part of it, on one hand, is that they're overstepping. But another part of it is that they're ginning up their base as much as possible for the 2018 elections. They're throwing out just as much, you know, just like when the Republicans come out and say we're going to do this and that, and then they never do it when they get into office. That's something the Democrats are doing now, too. That's some of these talking points that we're starting to see. They're going more and more extreme because they want the hardcore left wingers to be coming out for the midterm elections. That's something that was really, really pushed at this march, was make sure you come out to vote. Make sure you're registered to vote. Make sure you're there in November. I don't see anyone doing that on the right. I don't see anyone on the right putting together rallies like this or tying it back to elections, tying it back to the fact that we're in a huge midterm. And if the Democrats do take the House, the very first thing they're going to do is look at impeachment charges for Trump. They know exactly how to do this. They're going to take control of the House Judiciary Committee, and they're going to tie it all back. They're trying to get as many of these blue wave types to come out in the election, and they're going to say anything they can possibly do to get it.
Well, my friend, you're absolutely right, and the Democrats are fully engaged, fully awake, and as long as we get engaged and awake, we'll win because we have the intellectual arguments, we have history, we have the thinkers, not the stinkers. And I think there's a major miscalculation here. If we do our job and get involved and engage, there's nothing they can do because we have the facts and history on our side. And I think the globalists and their admission, they're coming for the guns, and as you said earlier, this overreach will blow up in their face if we show up. But if we don't show up to the polls or show up at the rallies or show up calling into C-SPAN or show up writing books or show up, you know, making films or show up supporting broadcasts like these or what you do, if we don't engage every day, we will lose. But if we realize this is the animating contest of liberty and freedom isn't free, and that a control freak culture of brainwashed young people from public schools is literally seeing their career as running our lives, if we take action, they will lose.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Alex. Honestly, I think that if this election becomes about the Second Amendment, it's going to be very hard to not see a lot of people on the right coming out to vote and actually so going kind of backfiring on the left in terms of their overreach here. Because if you tell people that we're going to take your guns, then that's actually something that's going to get a lot of people off their seats, off their butts, and out to the polls in November, because let's face it, the Republicans aren't doing themselves any favors with this omnibus bill. They're not doing themselves any favors by trying to block Trump, everything he's trying to do, block his nominees, block this and that. He's getting some of the bad people out of his offices for now. But when it comes down to it, the Republican Party just hasn't been pro-Trump. They haven't been supportive of the president's agenda, and I think it's turned off a lot of voters. So you make this election about guns, suddenly they have a chance, and maybe even have a chance to get some real pro-Trump conservatives in the primary system, get rid of some of these never-Trumper incumbents.
Bottom line, Jack Posobiec, we are living history right now, and thank God you're out there. Thank God so many other people are out there. I know you're a big Trump supporter, so am I, but I thought he got rid of a bunch of neocons and globalists, but We need to really keep his feet to the fire and make sure we get the word out to him so that he stays on the straight and narrow and realizes compromising with the globalists, that way is destruction. CitizensForTrump.com on Twitter, Jack Posobiec. We'll talk to you again soon, Jack. Thanks for all the time and great job covering the gun grabber march.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Why isn't Fox News pointing out it's Soros funded? Why do we have to do it?
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with a fully automatic weapon.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bank that's in charge?
Israel claims it's accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is the national emergency. If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
You're at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm just going to get into all the Hollywood people that are anti-gun and improperly using firearms in movies. And the fact that, by extension, YouTube banning average citizens displaying firearms, using firearms, they've opened themselves up to total discrimination lawsuits because they let Twitch and Amazon and all these other platforms show guns being used improperly, simulated murders, real murders, you name it. Billions of people watching a week.
Virginia Tech.
Tucson.
Aurora.
Fort Hood. Oak Creek. Newtown.
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 How many more?
And then they want to ban thousands of pro-gun channels. That's what's being banned. And it's a monopoly action by Hollywood and the dirtbags. And it's against the gun culture.
My name's Hank Strange, and I wanted to make a video because YouTube has recently, matter of fact, last night or early this morning, clarified their rules on firearms in videos. We're in a highly regulated field already, and what we do is legal. We wouldn't do something illegal. We don't do illegal things anyway, but we definitely wouldn't do something illegal and then post it as a video. But YouTube is just basically making up their own rules specifically for gun guys. So obviously they have a problem with us. You know, we didn't hurt anyone, and yet we find ourselves in a position where YouTube is definitely setting us up so that they can start deleting channels or making strikes. And for sure, they're removing our ability to speak freely about something that is absolutely legal and, as a matter of fact, guaranteed by the Second Amendment here in America.
The new sports stars, like Ready Player One, are going to be virtual reality players with billions of people watching world championships of different types of video games. That is just mind-blowing.
There'll be probably at any given time 40 to 50 players actually playing, but the featured match will be on the big screen for everybody to watch, and that'll have commentators calling play-by-play in the match, and then that'll be streamed on Twitch. We'll probably have around 10 to 20,000 viewers online of this tomorrow.
Now, this is not an attack on the First Amendment that's happening. This is an attack on the Second Amendment, and it's an attack on every other amendment. But when I say it's not an attack on the First Amendment, that's already under total attack. This attack on the first is to get the second, because if they can shut down our free speech on YouTube, Facebook, everywhere, and kill the gun culture, they think they're going to win. But it really is an attack on them all. And we've got the Hong Kong Stock Exchange down 1.90 points. It's all going to happen. It's a war. It's what it's about. We'll see who blinks first. But here we are, the American people, InfoWars, Trump, you, everybody, together right at that magic point when their world government was launching and we were supposed to fall to take it all away from them. Almost like it was planned. That's right, my friends. You will be defeated, globalists. Now, folks, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes and come back with Ben Garrison of GRRRGraphics.com. He is probably the most prolific, if not the most prolific, political editorialist out there in the world today. And now they've got animated Ben Garrison graphics. We'll put the YouTube channel up and maybe put some of those on screen for TV viewers. Right now, we'll get Ben Garrison to tell us where people can find all of those. But I really love seeing these animated. You know, Ben told me years ago that particular famous one that we have framed on the wall here, that is one inspired by one of my allegories of the left-right paradigm when it's controlled. So that's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, with these new animated graphics that just take it to a whole nother level. In fact, you could say he was the most prolific and most successful. I think with these now being animated, that this is definitely the next level. And we are in an information war. They are definitely scared of him. Everybody needs to follow him at Garrison Tunes there on Twitter. And I've intended to do this, and I keep waiting and procrastinating. I carry some of his coffee table books and things, InfoWarsStore.com. But I want to work with him with limited edition prints and really make InfoWars a clearinghouse for this stuff, because art is culture. Art is a weapon. You can also follow him again at Graphics, G-R-R Graphics. That's his main Twitter, but he's also got the animated one. Because you'll see his graphics shared by millions of people, but then it's always on somebody else's channel. How about share it actually where it came from to support the artist? Because they have targeted him, obviously. They've tried to shut him down. They've tried to block him. He's been published many times in all the biggest magazines and newspapers, but not so much now that he's been a libertarian and a patriot and pro-America. So he's not just a great graphics guy. He's also a patriot. And that's what this comes down to. We're going to go to break and come back to him here in just a moment. We're under globalist attack, and we sell products to fund the operation, to syndicate the radio show, to syndicate the TV show, to make the news reports, to write the articles, to have the investigative crew. And we're running a special right now that is 50% off our best-selling product, Brain Force, which is a top-quality brain pill, nootropic, super healthy for your mind, your mental stamina, your acuity, your focus. And then it's 50% off by itself or with the real red pill that has the pregnenone that is the precursor to all your hormones, that after age 20, 25 starts going down. Without the pregnenone in your body naturally, you can't produce, your body can't even make the hormones it normally needs. So it's not hormone replacement. It's natural. It's healthy. It's safe. It is simply the precursor to it all with a bunch of key vitamins and minerals and amino acids so your body can then metabolize it and use it. There's a 7-day challenge because Brain Force hits you in 30 minutes. The real red pill takes about a week or so till you really feel the effects, taking it in the morning and at night. And it's incredible. And the two go together. So we have a special we're running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack, 50% off. Go read what's in BrainForce. Go read what's in the Real Red Pill and find out about it all. Also, it's going to be called DNA Force Plus when it comes in about a month with the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, and all the other key cofactors, super strong. We're going to call it Cell... Well, Dr. Group was putting out a DNA Force that was great and was very strong. But then I got a bigger national manufacturer to put it out. I don't want to step on his toes, so I called it Cell Force. But then he said, hey, I don't care. This is a better formula. Call it DNA Force Plus. So when it comes back, it's going to be called DNA Force Plus. But we have a few hundred bottles left of the Cell Force under that name, 50% off. You cannot get a better deal on that for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. That's going to sell out in a matter of days at that price. We'll be back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, thank you for joining us on the radio. TV viewers are watching us on stations across the country and Infowars.com/show. I don't need to impress on listeners and viewers that I've got a broken headpiece and I can't hear at all now. So when I get another one, we'll get Ben Garrison on. Now, that said, there is so much going on in this world. There is so much happening. And we're in the fight for our lives right now. That's what this comes down to. And I'm just going to give the floor to Ben Garrison here, who is probably the top, I don't want to brag, but I think he probably is, the top graphic artist, political artist in the country, in the world right now. And you see his work everywhere on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I want to ask him how he's been censored. So everybody who's pro-America, pro-free markets being censored. I know that, he's had all sorts of threats, you name it, but then I want to get his political view, not just, you know, his great political view on paper with pen and ink, but just his great points about what's happening in the world. So, my friend, you go ahead and take over here and give us your view on where you think the state of the Republic is, the Supreme Court justice coming out saying that they're going to confiscate the firearms. I mean, now they're being so honest about it. What would you call this period in history we're in right now?
I kind of see it as a spinning top, and it's starting to wobble. I mean, a lot of people thought it would collapse a long time ago. I mean, G. Edward Griffin thought it would all collapse in the late 80s, and they keep kicking that can down the road, and I keep expecting it to get more and more destabilized, and now we're beginning to see it, because they're really driving hard to the hoop to take our guns, and if they get the guns, then you might as well kiss all the rest of our Bill of Rights away, too, because if that goes, all the pillars will collapse. If you see the Second Amendment as a pillar, and they take that pillar out, the rest of the pillars are going to collapse. That's a good cartoon right there. I should draw that. The thing I'm seeing here, Alex, and you've mentioned this before, but I've really become sensitized to this two-word phrase used by the left, progressives, the Democrats, and even some conservatives. This two-word phrase is our democracy, and every time I hear it, I get angry because we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Now, you most recently heard it from that that little twerp named Hogg, and he said that his the old folks like me, we don't understand how to run a democracy. Well, obviously, we're not a democracy, and he never learned this fact. We're a republic. And there's a big difference between a republic and a democracy. And a lot of young people don't know the difference because 50% of them want socialism. And Karl Marx says a democracy is a good thing because it's on the road to socialism. And that's what they're all after. And so the first step of getting us onto the road of socialism was the Federal Reserve in 1913, and then making us pay a graduated income tax. So all of their pieces are falling into place, and now they really want those guns.
Ben, what do you think about Trump? Some people say he's starting to go sideways. All I know is people use that as an excuse to not be politically active themselves. I mean, I'm not here to defend Trump. All I know is that it's like the forces of Mordor have marched out of hell.
First of all, it wasn't a budget. It was a bill, an omnibus bill. And we must remember that even under Obama, there was no budget. The Congress is incapable of passing a budget anymore. So they pack everything into a bill. And, you know, like Obama signed it, and that's why the debt doubled under his reign. Now, when I first started supporting Trump, I drew a cartoon of him pulling the plug on the swamp, and I had a big, giant, looming Trump yanking out the plug, and I had all those vile characters swirling down the drain. But then after he's elected, I realized that I have to draw something to illustrate the swamp a little better than that, because the swamp is much vaster and deeper than even I had realized. So Trump has only been in office, he's only been in office 2 years, and he's dealing with this deep state swamp in the shadow government, and it's not going to be drained instantly. Let's face it, this swamp has been building up since Eisenhower warned us about the deep state, 60 years ago, more than that. So, and Kennedy tried to fight against the deep state swamp, and they whacked him. So over a period of time, this swamp has just grown immense, and it's not going to be solved with a snap of the fingers. And I think Trump is starting to realize that. So at the very least, what he's doing, I think, is he's going to try to divert some of these military funds into building a wall, and what I hope is a military tribunal, because our republic demands. Our republic is not a democracy. Our republic is based on law. It's not based on men and their capriciousness. It's based on law, which should be equally applied to everyone. And that most critical person that it should be applied to, in my opinion, is Hillary Clinton. And she really needs to be locked up. So if we can, that's because she's almost becoming a symbol now. And if you can't lock her up, then you know that the deep state swamp is still in charge. So I still support Trump. Let me put it this way. I've got more patience because I'm an old guy and I see how fast time goes by. I mean, the bird of time is on the wing, and it has but a little way to fly. And you realize how fast life goes by and how quickly time goes by. We haven't given Trump enough time to really prove himself. Now, if he doesn't get some more accomplishments done over his first 4 years, then yeah, maybe we should consider somebody like Rand Paul. I don't know, but we've got to give him a chance still. I mean, I don't like that bill, the ominous bill any more than anybody else. And matter of fact, my wife Tina just drew a cartoon on this matter, and it's on our site now. And I should mention that. She's going to be drawing her own cartoon every Tuesday. It's called Tina Tuesday. As far as I know, Alex, we're the only man and wife conservative cartoonist team in history to team up and start drawing these cartoons. Now, being a conservative cartoonist these days is rare enough, but then having a female conservative cartoonist, that's extremely rare. But then when you team it up with a man and a wife team, I've never heard of that in history. So we hope we can make a little bit of history.
How many cartoons have you put out over the years?
Oh, hundreds. I haven't kept track of them, but we're trying to draw more, and fortunately we're able to get some support now. And I couldn't do it without the help of my supporters. I just couldn't. And I couldn't especially do it without the help of Tina. And Tina is teamed up with an animator in Montreal, and his name is Paco LaBelle. And this man is a Renaissance man. He can do anything. And he started animating my cartoons, and I looked at these things and said, wow, these are better than the originals. And so we've got a deal with him, and he's going to continue to do those animations. And we've got a link to it on our site. And Tina will continue to draw her cartoons. It will be called Tina Tuesday. So every Tuesday you get to see her work. And It's a lot of fun to do, and it's something that I hope has a small modicum effect on people's minds.
Man, you're doing a great job. Let's take phone calls and cover the waterfront of news with Ben Garrison. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. Stay with us. so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, when I get up here and I say I'm upset about the globalists and all the stuff they're doing, it's true. I'm going to be honest with you. I wish I was a sociopath. I wish I was a psychopath sometimes. I wish I didn't care, because knowing how evil George Soros is, knowing how fake the gun march is, knowing how evil CNN is, knowing how the communist Chinese have murdered 80-plus million of their own people and are taking over and own Hollywood and UT, and it's all over the news, and it just, it's total authoritarianism. If I saw my neighbor's house getting broken into by a criminal, I would get upset about it. It's our whole world. We know socialism is a nightmare. We know globalism is a system of total control. We know, I remember 20 years ago, I went to a smart growth conference, and they were stealing all these farmers and ranchers' land all around Austin. They built mansions all over it now. And I learned it was this UN Agenda 21 scam for developers to take land off use, increase the price of their land, and later take the restrictions off. And I remember going to this brand-new convention center downtown, and they had former Dallas Cowboys there and all these movie stars. And I remember going up saying, hey, it's a scam. They're taking farmers' land. And I remember I didn't have my camera on. Back then it was a big camera. And this Dallas Cowboy goes, get out of my way before I kick your ass. Of course it's a scam, you schmuck. And they were all laughing and rubbing their hands together, and it was the big banks. And I was sitting there watching. It was like being in an old Western or a Louis L'Amour book, you know, where the railroad comes in to steal folks' land. But it was going on, and then I'm the schmuck. I'm the weirdo. I'm the bad guy because I don't want to screw people, and I'm not even a perfect person. And then they make me so mad that I am miserable. I'm a miserable person. I don't enjoy cars, food, nothing anymore. My children's the only thing. And the state's tried to take those. And I'm not bitching and complaining. But all that's left is the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and not letting these people rule our lives. That's all I got left now. And I'm empowered. I'm not complaining. But I don't know how to get out of this mode of just detesting these people and the AstroTurf. And I guess it's cathartic to do a cartoon or do a video. That's what makes me feel better, is to expose them and to see them. But let me ask you this question, Ben Garrison of graphics.com. How do you deal with this? Because you seem positive. You seem like a good guy when I've talked to you on and off air. How do you deal with being censored, being attacked? Because we're not feeling sorry for ourselves, but I'm kind of pissed. Because this isn't like a football game where we're just playing the other team and they're okay guys. The globalists are real authoritarians. I mean, they're the grandchildren of the Stalinist situation. They're the grandchildren of Hitler. They're the ideological children of this, and they know it, and they're bad. And I'm tired of letting them run around and say they want to kill us, and their intimidation, and their crap. I want to sweep them. You get where I'm going, then we're going to go to phone calls.
What? Are you talking to me?
I'm asking you, what do we do? I mean, do you get what I'm saying? Do you ever feel they're evil? Or do you ever get sick of engaging them? Do you ever just wish you were on another planet away from these people? Have you gone to a leftist rally? They look like a bunch of dead people. Like their souls have been sucked out. Like, what the hell? I don't even hate them. They're just like moron, loser zombies. What do we do?
Well, we saw George Soros' AstroTurf March. And this ties into what I was saying about how they want a democracy, because the democracy is the road to socialism. They want to control, first of all, that's part of the Agenda 21. They want to put everybody in cities. Remember how Hillary's bragging how she got all the big cities voted for her? Because it's easier to control the mob mind. All a tyrant needs to do is control the mobs and promise them free stuff. And then they're going to get the votes, and then they go to government and make government even bigger and more tyrannical and take away freedoms and liberties. And that's what's going on right now.
But do you ever get like a suffocation feeling? Like, I mean, it's like being underwater. Like, get off my back, leap. While there's always parasites trying to run our lives, how do you deal with that?
Well, I do. I express my anger through cartoons, and I first got very angry when the banks got bailed out in 2008, when Hank Paulson went to Congress, threatened Congress. He should have been arrested right on the spot.
He said there'll be blood in the streets, tanks on the ground, martial law if you don't give me the money.
And when nothing happened, and instead they gave a gigantic bonus to all the bankers. First and foremost, they got their bonus for being criminals, for peddling fraudulent derivatives to real estate. It's real estate derivative fraud. But instead they got rewarded. And so here I saw criminals getting not punished, but rewarded. So I mean, the only thing I could do was to, well, I'm going to draw some protest cartoons, not knowing where it would lead. I would be happy if maybe, you know, a half dozen or a dozen people saw my cartoon. And now it's morphed into this. But, you know, this also, I also enjoy, there came a point where I was attacked so virulently and so incessantly for every day, and I got an avalanche of hate mail, and I got trolled terribly. I mean, I had to leave the art gallery I was in because the trolls attacked the owner of the art gallery I was in. So I was like at a moment where I'm going to have to give up drawing the cartoons, and I was like white hot mad all the time. But, you know, I remember something you said a long time ago, that you enjoyed getting trolled and you laughed about it. And I'm at that state now. And as a matter of fact, there's some guy who wrote and said, if I could throw the entire earth into the sun just to get at Garrison, I'd do it. So I realize I'm really making these liberals mad, and that makes me happy.
I agree. But that's the average idiot liberal. I've been positive, and I don't mind being attacked and trolled. But now, realizing that the globalists are as evil as we thought, and that people don't wake up to it quicker, it's very frustrating, because it's their own best interest, Ben, to wake up.
They are waking up. Thanks, well, thanks a large part to you. Remember how, you know, when I started, I was getting all kinds of, oh, you're a conspiracy theory, you're a nut, you got tinfoil hat. Well, now it's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's just a conspiracy, and we see it, and they're out in the open. And more people are waking up. And that's why they're so angry that Trump went along with this omnibus bill. So
I was about to say, I'm going to say this on air. I'm really upset off air as well, and I'm trying to be positive. And I'm usually somebody that's very upbeat, and there's a lot of positive things. I can just feel the energy of the globalists right now is so evil. That's it. They're getting ready to do something big. My gut tells me all hell's about to break loose, Ben, and my gut's never wrong. So I'm kind of psychoanalyzing why I'm so upset. But can't you feel the rumblings of the big storm coming? I mean, at a gut level?
Well, that's what I said about the top. You know how the top is spinning and it's real smooth and now it's starting to wobble? I'm sensing a big wobble now, and something's going to happen. Something's going to transpire fairly quickly. And I'm mad
at myself that I'm not strong enough in figuring out ways to do this. That's why seeing your cartoons, some of them that really are perfection, they're all excellent, but some of them are like, couldn't be better. Like, you know when something's basically perfection. You look at it, you're like, that's perfection. And that's why you being there makes me feel good. I don't know how to explain that. It's just these people make me sick. That's all I'm saying.
And them all together. I mean, if you listen to, say, someone like the Stefan Molyneux, now he employs logic, reason, and evidence in his arguments. A cartoon is not really a logical argument.
It's archetypes.
Because it employs a lot of, it utilizes a lot of irrationality. I mean, if you see the lefty cartoons, I mean, they almost always use a straw man fallacy argument or ad hominem or appeal to emotion. They do, it's all argumentative fallacy. But a good cartoon that uses satire, and by the way, I'm not funny. I'm not a comedian. I don't, you know, a lot of people tell me I'm not funny. Well, that's fine.
No, you're illustrating basic truths in a archetypal way.
To wake up and I'm not there to give them a chuckle. Although sometimes my cartoons can be funny, but that's a byproduct of the satire.
Now let's put your Four Horsemen up there. It's not funny that Fukushima's dumping out death and the vaccines are killing people and the globalists are fomenting all this war and funding the jihadis and Al Gore wants you to pay me on his little pink horse. That is a perfect cartoon. The new Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. That is Veritas. That cartoon is as good as you can get. And it gives me solace.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know what? I need to go ahead and just raise the alarm for listeners and viewers. I've looked at the globalists. I've looked at how they operate. I'm seeing the stuff they're doing. It made me want to ban the Second Amendment and kill gun owners and all this stuff on the news. They're getting ready to pull something big. I think a giant false flag, a new war. Just every gut level I've got is I'm just horrified, but not in a fearful way right now. I'm horrified, but like in a way, like I'm ready for war. Like I've never been, my spider sense has never been this ramped up. And you got the Chinese dictator threatening bloody battle against the U.S. You know, all this fake stuff being done to Russia because they're Christian. Ben Garrison is our guest, and I apologize. I'm going to your calls right now. I'm a bad person. Ben Garrison riding shotgun with us. Let's go ahead. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Ron in Texas and Danny. Ron, thanks for holding. You're a real trooper, brother. I appreciate you. You're on the air with the greatest. I mean, just by the number of people that watch his stuff, he is the greatest living editorial cartoonist. And he's a patriot. Of course the greatest is a patriot. Ben Garrison, go ahead. You're on the air, Ron. Maybe Ron didn't want to hold that long. I understand how that is, Ron. I get it. Let's go to another caller. Let's talk to Danny. Danny in Virginia. Danny in Virginia. You're on the air with Ben Garrison. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. Thank you for calling.
It's a great honor to talk to you.
It's an honor to talk to you. Go ahead.
Right in the pre-9/11 situation, I think the deep state's about to attack schools with false flag attacks, and they don't want teachers there to interrupt.
Well, I agree. Listeners know this, that I'm not really metaphysical, but my gut's always right. I realize, why am I freaking out today and last night at home? I sense something, not just their actions. I'm serious. I don't want to sound like Darth Vader or Obi-Wan Kenobi in Episode 4, but I feel a disturbance of the Force. The last time I felt it was right before 9/11. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you can't tell a teacher that has a gun concealed carry in a school that he has to stand down, but you can tell the school resource officer he has to, or you can count on him to be a coward, or you can, you know, give notification.
Another Democratic Party dirtbag in another blue cesspit city standing down yet again.
And I think the stand down at Parkland actually started before the attack. I think.
They knew he was going to attack. He said he was, exactly.
Right, right. But when he called the Uber guy to come pick him up, the resource officer at the school should have been notified that the kid that had been expelled from that school was now going to go to that school.
That's right. He was banned. Oh, it's incredible. They totally shut down. And no wonder they said that he said it was all staged, because evidence begins to mount in that direction. And then they didn't even want us to go there early on before they launched the big national movement. Stay there, Danny. But I mean, Ben Garrison, I'm not saying people didn't get shot. I'm not saying they're crisis actors. We said that. But when you look at the stand down, that. Isn't that the news issue? Not blaming gun owners? Shouldn't we be pissed that as a constitutional right, we are collectively being blamed for dead kids by George Soros?
Yeah, well, you know, these school shootings, a lot of them, there's something suspicious behind, there's suspicious things going behind every one of them. But we're not even allowed to question that anymore. If you question it, oh, well, you're going to get banned because, you know, there's children who died and you're questioning this. Oh, you're banned. You get kicked off of YouTube. I mean,
we're trying to protect them.
Well, we saw what happened to James Tracy, who pointed out some weird anomalies going on with Sandy Hook. And he got on, what's that big leprechaun's name? Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Reilly just eviscerated him on air and yelled at him at the top of his lungs. And then James Tracy gets fired from his university. And then his home gets broken into and they steal all his equipment.
And then he gets sued.
And he gets, yes. And so, boy, just for questioning it. So then they don't want you to question these, what I think a lot of them are. Heavy indications of false flags. So these are kind of helped to be set up in order to reinforce their narrative that we have to give up our guns.
Let me just tell you. I've been told by Army Special Operations, the CIA, the Justice Department, the FBI, Alex, you're not going far enough. Parkland is fake. And they go, we can't get into it. It's classified, but you need to look into this. And this is like real phone calls with Army generals and stuff. This is not like me just saying this on air. And that's why they're so scared of this broadcast. So I didn't even think it was fake. And then they flipped out and said that I said it was fake, Ben, because they didn't even want anybody looking at it. Exactly. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, the corporate media really losing control of the narrative to people. Truth tellers and citizen journalists online are telling the truth. And they can't have that, so we have to be, now we have to be just summarily kicked off of Google and Twitter. I'm kind of surprised I'm lasted as long as I have, but some people tell me, well, you just haven't gotten fully ripe yet. They're going to kick you off.
But, man, they can't get you because you create an image that everybody, all the time I see, like, your Twitter hardly has any followers, and then I'll see just every 10 minutes, like 300,000 shares, 200,000 shares, you know, just your stuff is like the most viral thing, but then no one goes back to where it actually comes from because they clearly have shadow banned you where you can't share on your Twitter and no one sees it. But it doesn't matter. Key people go there to get the seeds. You see what I'm saying?
I once read something by an editorial page editor, Alex, and he says, well, people always read the lead editorial first. No, they look at the cartoon first, because a cartoon combines the rational and irrational, and what that does is that provides meaning. There's a lot of meaning in a cartoon that people can glean.
And it
really
picks up the spirit of the moment. You're absolutely right. But by the way, go ahead.
Utilizes a point. People are longing for meaning. I mean, that's why we artists and musicians can be very effective in this battle.
Well, that's it. I mean, they're looking for the human, and nothing like the hand-drawn things. That's the human. That before literature, before there was even letters, before there were numbers, there was art. You're absolutely right. Cave drawings. Danny, great points. Thank you. That's how great a caller is. I got to take more calls. They're so smart. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Caleb. We'll talk about life after the Second Amendment. When you're talking about North Korea, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Ben. Basically, I'm kind of at where you're talking about, man. You know, what do we do? You know, what's the plan?
But let me ask you this. In your gut, I've never felt not even dread, like, I feel like war. I mean, I've never felt like this. I don't mean like aggressive war. I mean, I'm like on fire. Like it's on, like the sword of, goblin cleavers, Sting. I mean, I feel it. Do you feel the evil coming in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I was thinking it's kind of like in South Africa. You know, it's not so much we want to go on the offense, but we want to be prepared, like sidelanders, you know? I don't know if I said that right, but... You know, what is there anything like that for us here? Is it the NRA? Like,
talking about Southlanders. Yeah, we need civil defense of every race, color, and creed. As Americans, we need to launch a civil, not the militia, even though it's the Constitution, but civil defense for every race, color, and creed that want to defend Americana and capitalism and realize society's crumbling by design, and that those of us that are free market, we need to come together. That's a great point, Ben Garrison.
Comes to a point, Alex, where we just have to put our foot down. They're not getting my guns. They're just not. I mean, you know, I'm an old guy, and I got nothing to lose. And so,
what do you make of all the people at the march and the sheriffs and saying they're going to kill us? I mean, they're like, yeah, you're not going to turn it in. We're going to come kill you. That's the new thing.
Well, look what happened to 1.5 million Armenians when they gave up their guns to the Turkish government. They all got wiped out, didn't they? I mean, look at Mexico. They got some pretty stringent gun control laws down there, and they got the highest gun murder rate in the Western Hemisphere.
They did. Brazil just topped them, but Brazil's about to pass the Second Amendment. Did you know that?
But compare that to Switzerland, where 1 in 2 people have guns, and they got the lowest gun crime rate. There.
I know. So, we have the facts. Caleb, anything else?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's my question to you, Alex. I mean, I don't know if that's something that you can find and give us later. I know you probably need to go to break here soon or something, but where do we go? You know,
I think the problem is we start civil defense. They infiltrate it with racists or others to discredit it. I think just everybody with their friends and family and neighbors reaches out. I think we need to, if you're white, you need to reach out to folks that aren't white. People that aren't white need to reach out to folks that are white. You know, my office is very diverse. Liberal media comes here and can't believe it's super more diverse than liberal. But I just hire people that are competent. I don't care what color you are. I care what color your blood is, as long as it's red and you want freedom. But I think it comes down to we just all have to gear up and get together. And everybody has to realize we may not beat this. It may totally implode. We need to, I think, 80% try to fix things. But 20% more and more my gut is I need to be digging in for my children because, man, you look at these communists marching around and George Soros. I mean, he shouldn't be walking around, man, a Nazi collaborator, and it just makes my head spin. Ben Garrison's our guest with a little bit more. Paul Watson's coming up. Fourth hour, more calls straight ahead with Ben Garrison, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Be sure and follow Ben Garrison on Twitter.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Introducing